This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Daisy and Friends, What Happened to Yesterday, a COVID-19 story. The author is Barbara Meredith. The story tackles the COVID-19 pandemic and how everyone's life changed in just 1 year. Happy to have Barbara Meredith join me now here on Speaking of Writers. Barbara, welcome to this program.
Thank you for having me.
So this story came out of COVID-19 and during the pandemic. How did you come up with the story?
Well, I wanted kids to understand what was going on around them. Like all the newscasts was always spoken to the adults and not the kids. And there was a lot of new words added to their vocabulary during COVID-19. And they didn't really know what the words meant. So I wanted to let them know how, let them know about what's going around, surrounding them, what's going on. So I started the book off with definitions, like essential workers, masks, what COVID is, pandemic. And then I brought them right into the story, which is very simple. It could even be an early reader. It just says, yesterday we were able to go to school and be taught by our teachers. Today we have to stay home and be taught our lessons by our parents. Now, it happened so fast because literally it was a Friday they were in school. And when they went home for the weekend, they were expecting to go back to school the following Monday. But that's when the schools completely closed everywhere.
Right.
So not only with the adults in a panic and not knowing what's going on, but it was worse for the kids because they didn't understand what everyone was talking about.
Now, you have a background with kids. Talk about your background a bit.
I co-owned a daycare center, well, learning center, Kids Express Learning Center and Daycare in the town of Wellington, Connecticut. And it was open for about 13 years. Well, I was there, it was 13 years. And before that, I worked at other centers. I taught in Montessori School and other daycare centers. And when I was working there, I learned to not talk down to the kids, but to be an equal to them with their language so that they didn't feel like they didn't know what was going on and they didn't feel like we were making them feel inferior either. So that's where the language of my books come from, so that they can understand but not feel like people are talking down to them.
Chatting with Barbara Meredith here on Speaking of Writers. The book is Daisy and Friends, What Happened to Yesterday, a COVID-19 story. Did you always want to become a writer?
Actually, no. My first book is the curriculum that I taught at Kids Express Learning Center. And then my husband got cancer, and he was in the hospital quite a lot. So I was home alone one night, and I thought, well, it might be easier for the teachers on my staff to teach the curriculum if it's like in a book form. So they could take one section at a time per month. And then I got kind of like on a lark. I went and I looked for children's books publishers. And when I sent the manuscript out to quite a few publishers, and I didn't get turned down by anyone. So I actually got to pick and choose exactly what fit in my schedule at the time. My husband was in and out of the hospital, and I would have to be at the hospital, which was 2 hours away. So every day I would go to work and then drive 2 hours to the hospital and then drive back home. So I wasn't able to actually do a lot of book signings at the beginning, but I was able to go to libraries and do readings on Saturdays. And during the week, I actually went to different schools in Connecticut and Massachusetts to read my stories. And that's how I got started into it. And then I started small, at libraries and at events. I would start selling my book when I could. And I also went on at the very beginning, the Connecticut TV show. It's part of the channel news. It's called Better Connecticut. I actually went on there and had an interview in person and talked about the books and actually read the story while I was there.
Daisy and Friends is a book series. What is the overarching theme, Barbara, of this series?
It's to teach children life skills. The what happened to yesterday is about COVID-19. Then how to stay healthy not only teaches them nutrition, stranger danger, parking lot safety, limited time on computers. Rocky's new friend, I probably should show this. Rocky's new friend. It's about bullying. And it teaches a child how to take care of themselves with a bully by not needing adult supervision constantly when they're approached by a bully. It's how to turn a bully into a friend. And outside my window, it's a toddler rhyming book, but it teaches the seasons by looking out the window and seeing like winter, there aren't any leaves, the snow on the ground, and then it turns to spring and how the buds start and the birds come back. And then it just goes through the four seasons. And of course, there's Daisy and Friends waiting for the school bus. Well, Waiting for the School Bus is also a toddler book that teaches them transportation vehicles. It's if actually I got the idea from my daycare, and I used to take the pre-K students look out the window because the school age children were coming off the bus, and I would ask them what vehicle was going by and if it was a school bus or a car or a truck, and that's where the idea of that book came from.
Now, proceeds, portions of the proceeds from the Daisy and Friends book series getting donated to a bunch of organizations in Connecticut, right?
Right, Bandits Place of Connecticut, Kitty's Angels of Coventry, Connecticut, Protectors of Animals in East Hartford, Connecticut. And my pets, my personal pets, are all rescues.
And the
And that's
animals
why.
who Yeah, the animals who portray the characters in the Daisy and Friends book are you own are your own personal pets. Talk about your pets a little bit that are featured in this
Oh.
book.
Well, my dog Smokey is an Italian Mastiff. And she's the smallest of the Mastiff breed. So she's not like 300 pounds. She's actually only 180 pounds. Rocky is a German Shepherd. And HD is actually, well, I should show them. HD is a Rottweiler. And of course, Daisy, she's just a tiger mix. So this is Smokey, Rocky, HD, and Daisy.
all featured in this book, Daisy and
Yes.
Friends.
Friends.
What
Yes.
happened to yesterday, a COVID-19 story. So what is next for you? I'm sure there's more coming from the Daisy and Friends series at some point, right?
There is. I have one that's ready to be published, but I've been holding back on it. It's about people with Alzheimer's, and it's called Grandpa. Why Does Grandpa Forget? And it takes the child and the grandparent from the parent grandparent living by themselves and slowly forgetting important things, but not too important. And then it transitions into them, the grandparent moving into the house and explaining why that grandparent had to move in, and then transitioning to them to a nursing home and why they had to move there. And then my other book that I haven't published yet, it's Grandpa's in the Hospital. And some kids are afraid to visit their grandparents in the hospital because of all the technical machines, and they're hooked up to everything. And it talks the child through it and explaining what all that machinery is used for, and that their grandparent's still their grandparent, but they just have a lot of tubes sticking out of them. And those are the my next two.
Well, Daisy and Friends, What Happened to Yesterday, a COVID-19 story by Barbara Meredith is out now. You can get it at Amazon.com or at BarnesandNoble.com as well. Barbara, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And
It's
this.
been a pleasure. And thank you for having me on for the second time.
Yes, this is your second appearance on here. That's right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining me. Barbara Meredith, the author, Daisy and Friends, What Happened to Yesterday, a COVID-19 story. And that is Speaking of Writers.